Follow the biotech Buffetts. Welcome to this audio issue of Tech Frontiers, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The smart money is piling into this pharma company for decades after Warren Buffett gained eminence as the world's sagest investor. His buy and sell decisions were studied with the same care monks accord ancient spiritual texts. The close scrutiny made sense. In following Buffett, ordinary investors could access his hard-won, singular investment acumen, especially valuable in esoteric domains such as property and casualty, P&C, insurance that Buffett understands better than almost anyone alive. Of course, investors could also simply have bought Berkshire Hathaway, BRK, and many did. Biotechnology has its own Warren Buffetts. They tend to be less well-recognized, as they deliberately keep a low profile. And they tend to operate in teams that employ armies of analysts trained at premier scientific PhD programs and medical schools, places like Harvard, Stanford, MIT, UC Berkeley, and Caltech. Analysts at the top biotech firms have not only been educated at the best life sciences research institutions. Many have also often spent years inside Big Pharma before ever joining a hedge fund. They understand drug discovery, clinical trial design, manufacturing, the regulatory approval process, and commercialization. These bright minds forget on a nightly basis more than most investors will ever know about what it takes to create a billion-dollar drug. This is what we call the smart money. And when this smart money makes a major bet, it pays to pay attention. When a critical mass of them converges on a single stock, that's when it's time to focus with laser intensity. And that's exactly the setup today in Abivax Société Anonyme, NASDAQ, ABVX, a company leading the fight against inflammatory bowel disease, IBD. Over the past months, an extraordinary roster of elite biotech investors has accumulated meaningful positions in Abivax. The list reads like a biotech investors' hall of fame. Perceptive Advisors, Baker Brothers Advisors, Biotechnology Value Fund, BVF, Orbi MedPoint 72. These secretive firms have made tens of billions of dollars focusing on biotech for their limited partners. They own the antibody drug conjugate innovator Seagen, Seattle Genetics, long before Pfizer acquired it for $43 billion. They bought Pharmacyclics when it traded as a penny stock, well before ABBV, paid $261 per share to acquire it. These investors backed Alnylam, ALNY, before it became the 800-pound gorilla in the emerging domain of Cerna. And recent 13F filings reveal that today, these firms own hundreds of millions of dollars of ABVX shares. These biotech Buffetts don't tend to be tourists who rent stocks for a short visit, and they don't make guesses. They make disciplined, long-term, thesis-driven investments when they see things others don't see. Which raises the question, what do they see in Abivax today? The invisible auction. What they appear to see is a company that may already be the subject of a quiet, multi-month bidding war among big pharma players. Many media outlets, including the Financial Times, Reuters, and the deal-making-focused website Beattyville, have reported interest in Abivax from large pharmaceutical companies, including Eli Lilly, LLY, and suggested that other global pharma players are likely evaluating Abivax as an acquisition target as well. In the IBD space, logical strategic buyers include AbbVie, ABBV, Pfizer, PFE, and Johnson & Johnson, J&J, all of which have multi-billion dollar franchises in autoimmune and GI disorders. But major biotech acquisitions rarely happen overnight. Instead, they unfold over many months, sometimes stretching out longer than a year, as bidders conduct due diligence, analyze manufacturing scalability, pressure test regulatory pathways, model commercial scenarios, and engage in games of liar's poker about what they're willing to pay or not pay. Auctions in biotech are often invisible, or faintly visible, until suddenly they are not. There's growing reason to believe that something similar is unfolding with Abivax. Why Big Pharma cares? The reasons for Big Pharma to focus on Abivax aren't mysterious to those whose livelihoods are made in biotech. Abivax's crown jewel is its oral small molecule drug candidate obefazimod, currently being developed for ulcerative colitis, UC. Last year, the company delivered home run phase 3 clinical trial data showing statistically significant clinical remission and endoscopic improvement rates in moderate to severe UC patients. These results position obefazimod as a potential best-in-class therapy in a growing market already exceeding $20 billion annually. Unlike injectable biologics, obefazimod is oral. And unlike many competitors, it has demonstrated durable remission signals and a favorable safety profile. The global ulcerative colitis market is enormous. AbbVie's Humira drug once generated over $20 billion annually. Its next-generation Humira replacements, Rinvoq and Skyrizi, are racing towards similar numbers. A safe, effective, oral therapy with mega-blockbuster potential is precisely the type of asset that big pharma giants compete aggressively to secure, especially as patent cliffs loom. The risk-reward lets frame the opportunity. Acquisition premiums in biotech frequently range from 40% to well over 100% above Prediol trading prices. In competitive bidding wars, where multiple big pharma players are seeking a jewel in the crown asset, the numbers can get silly. Last year, Viking Therapeutics, VKTX, exploded 100% higher in a span of 6 months as credible reports of a bidding war between GLP-1 players Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk emerged. At a $10 billion market cap, and with its stock having nearly doubled from its levels immediately after announcing Phase 3 trial results, Abivax already trades with some acquisition premium embedded in its price. But if a bidding war breaks into the open, it's quite plausible to see the company acquired 25% to 50% higher. What about the downside? Obefazimod's Phase 3 results suggest that its science, regulatory approval odds, and commercial potential have been meaningfully de-risked. As I mentioned, annual peak sales for AbbVie's Humira were north of $20 billion. Rinvoq and Skyrizi together sell more than $15 billion annually today. If, as many plausibly believe, obefazimod is a strong competitor to these drugs in UC and Crohn's disease, Abivax's current $10 billion market capitalization is a bargain. Of course, if the market becomes convinced that Abivax is unlikely to be acquired in the short or medium term, the stock would likely trade down. But its fundamental value carries meaningful downside protection due to obefazimod's blockbuster potential. No biotech investment is riskless. Regulatory surprises, shifts in the competitive landscape, and operational missteps can change the game board. For this reason, I wouldn't recommend that investors put anything more than 1% of a portfolio into Abivax at this stage. But when a critical mass of the world's biotech Buffetts, Perceptive Advisors, Baker Brothers, BVF, or BMed, Point72, converge on a single name, history suggests they are seeing something material. Smart money rarely moves without reason. Abivax may be one of those moments where it pays to watch closely, before the auction becomes visible to everyone else. Best regards, Erez Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. For important disclosures and disclaimers, please visit our legal disclosures page. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.